Coming up on KSDP News, the Testamina replacement project is moving forward, and state officials are frustrated over slow pot regulations. Stay tuned. Good afternoon. You're listening to KSDP 830 AM Sandpoint. I'm Marissa Williams with some local news on Thursday, September 15th, 2016. Jeremy Woodrow is a communications officer for the Alaska Department of The state's plan to build a new ferry for Southwest Alaska has been fast-tracked. Originally, construction was scheduled to start in 2019, but now contractors could begin building the new ship as early as next year. Jeremy Woodrow is a communications officer for the Alaska Department of Transportation. He says the DOT wants to replace the original Testamina ferry as soon as possible.
It's over 50 years old. It runs in one of the, you know, more harsh climates in the world, and that has shown its age more than some of the other vessels we have in the fleet that are around similar age.
The Testamina was built in 1964 as one of the original four ships in the Alaska Marine Highway System fleet, and it has one of the longest routes of any state ferry. It travels from Homer to Kodiak to Unalaska, stopping at 13 ports along the way. While the vessel is still safe to operate, Woodrow says it's become very expensive and time-intensive to maintain. In 2013, the DOT actually stopped all ferry service to Southwest so shipyard workers could repair the Testamina's corroded steel. That's why state officials have sped up the timeline to replace the vessel. Woodrow says the DOT is waiting for the next legislative session to get funding approval from lawmakers. Building the new ferry will cost around $240 million, but the state only has to cover 10% of that thanks to federal funding. Meanwhile, the final designs are complete. The new Testamina will look similar to the original ship, but it'll be 50 feet longer to carry more passengers and more cars.
And it's going to have better sea handling. The Testamina is known to have quite a roll to it, and the new vessel is going to be better designed and handle some rougher seas a little bit better than the current vessel does.
In the meantime, Woodrow says the current ferry has operated well this summer, despite its age.
The original Testy is going about business as usual. A lot of the users who use the Testamina frequently do love the ferry. It's their ferry. I know some people will be sad to see it go.
The next legislative session is set for January, and the DOT will open bids for the construction project in the next year. The Alaska Department of Revenue is seeking to stop people from wrongfully claiming permanent fund dividends. The department has launched a new program that will audit applications this month. The state government is using information from the LexisNexis company to identify applicants who will be asked for more information. The department will deny the applications of those who do not respond. The legislature funded the program this year, and dividends will be distributed beginning October 6th. Alaska's top marijuana regulator says pot will be on sale by February, but industry advocates expressed frustration yesterday that it's taken nearly 2 years since voters approved the sales. Some legislators say they'd like to see the state allow marijuana consumption in private clubs. Other lawmakers also want state officials to improve marijuana businesses' access to banks. Cynthia Franklin is the Alcohol and Marijuana Control Office Director. At a joint meeting of the House and Senate Judiciary Committees yesterday, she told state legislators that marijuana testing should begin within weeks.
I believe that by the time we arrive at February of 2017, we will have stores that are operating, we will have product manufacturers that are making products which have been individually approved by this board. We will have testing facilities that are testing, and we will have a lot of cultivation facilities growing a lot of legal marijuana in Alaska.
Meanwhile, Laura Jana Weltzien says her marijuana business clients are paying to rent property, but they're not receiving revenue.
It has been 2 years, and I'm getting to the point where some of my clients are
have been paying rent, you know, for a really long time.
Another obstacle for marijuana businesses is banking. Division of Banking and Securities Chief Examiner Patrice Walsh says Congress must change the law before banks will accept marijuana business customers.
Right now, the Division of Banking and Securities is not aware of any bank or credit union in our state that is willing to bank marijuana businesses at this time because the businesses are illegal under federal law.
But Anchorage Republican Senator Lesale McGuire says she'd like the state to work with federal regulators to make it easier for banking for marijuana businesses to advance. She notes a memo from former Deputy U.S. Attorney General James Cole said the federal government would take a hands-off approach to marijuana in states that legalized it.
States who have legalized this have an obligation to set up regulations that provide security and authority and a clear path for banks, lending institutions in that state to secure a legal pathway for lending.
Lawmakers also questioned State Attorney General Ja'al Ledoumouf on her recent opinion that marijuana consumption is illegal in private clubs. They disagreed with her that clubs are public spaces. The ballot question that legalized marijuana said it would be legal to consume in public. Legislators raised the possibility that state law could be changed to allow marijuana in clubs. Human beings evolved in an environment very different from today's, where people are often surrounded by plastic, petroleum, and other